Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Every joint is hard. I like that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, questionable, and Reginald Atitula.
Figgy Fig, you mean Doc Rivers?
Yeah, you working
like
on
Doc,
it.
I feel like, yeah, I'm sound like Doc Rivers by the time
you're getting there, but you have significantly more hair than he does.
Yeah.
Same hairline though.
About somehow. The same win loss percentage though.
Yeah, he need to lay off that. What's that? What's the black stuff they be?
Oh, the Beijing.
Yeah, he got to lay off of that, man.
Yeah,
we can see it's not your hair, man.
You got a tattooed on hairline. I don't know how that happened. Speaking of, we were talking earlier about the most overrated athletes in sports, and somebody said not an athlete, but Doc Rivers came up.
Yeah,
and yeah, fair.
Oh, for sure.
Way too many times that he's gone up 3-1 jobs he had? And he's lost.
He keep falling to jobs, too, man.
I know, man.
Goodness.
He trusts his players to, like, figure it out too much, too. He's like, I'm just going to let them keep going. Like, no, call timeout.
That's kind of what you're supposed to do.
Step in and do your job, bro.
Yeah.
Speaking of stepping in and doing your job, I think that's the way that a lot of Texans fans have felt about the offensive line, about the offensive line coach. And, I mean, you can also point to Bobby Slowick in some ways, but let's do an accounting. Where are we with this Texans offensive line, 713-572-4610?
How does it make you feel?
Okay.
How does this line make you feel?
I feel like Andre Ware.
Where are
this
we?
Offensive line.
How does it make you feel? Legitimate question, and we like to be interactive with our listeners. So 713-572-4610, and, of course, Twitch and YouTube. I don't know if I can answer this question, and I posed the question to you this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, where are we? Like, let's go through a couple things here, Figgy. Let's go through a couple things here. All right?
I have the word, mind you. If we're playing the what is the one word that of the feeling that
hit me?
Resigned.
Maybe?
I am resigned to what this offensive line is, which is, hey man, they're decent, you know, the pass protection has gotten better, and now I think you have cleaned up, for the most part, some of the communications issues with the switch of Jared Patterson to center. But I think what that has also opened up is, all right, well, just physically. The issues are just physical. Like the first sack that CJ Stroud took in that game was Osa Odighizuwa just hitting Juice Scruggs with a swim move. Right? Like that. Did I say anything special there?
No.
Hit him with a swim move. And it was just, oh, Juice Scruggs is a little bit smaller as a guard, and he has short arms, and he can get got with a spin move, or not a spin move, a swim move.
Yeah.
And then Osa is back into the backfield.
That's a peewee move right there, man.
Yeah.
They teach you the swim move.
Now, of course, it's a good, like, it's a professional level swim move, right? Yeah. I'm not trying to act like he's just out here getting beat by.
I can do a good swim move.
Right? I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Let's see
that, man.
Figgy. Let's see that swim move.
In fact,
YouTube.
Yeah. I'm not,
look at that.
Ooh, that was good. Wait, you've been working on that?
Nah, not since peewee.
But yeah, I'm not saying that we could just step in and hit Juice Scruggs with a swim move and be in the backfield. But he's playing against other professionals, right? And I think that now you're just dealing with the physical deficiency that this offensive line has outside of like some of the protection issues and the communications issues. Those feel like they're somewhat cleaned up. Now I'm just resigned to the, oh yeah, that's right. You just don't have an offensive line that is as good as what these other teams are trotting out. And you have to find ways of trying to neutralize that, understanding that that's not going to that you're not going to win every time with that type of situation.
Resigned is a good way to put it. You start looking at this line and you're thinking, okay, they just gave up the one sack, and Joe Mixon ran wild this Monday night. But you know, they showed a little fight. I mean, sometimes literally, they showed a little fight.
Which, you know what?
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks, fellas.
That's what I'm saying. So. Okay, maybe that's a check mark on the good side, but they did allow 14 pressures. It was one sack, 14 pressures,
and that's the resignation. Is that hey man, CJ Stroud is going to have to do a little bit more of this cover CYA himself, which he looked like he did very well. It's one of the things that we were impressed with early on in the season was seeing his micro movements and even sometimes the bigger movements in the pocket. He is navigating the pocket very well, and I mean, there are some statistics that you can look at that maybe would point to some of the benefits of that. I think that FTN does some analysis. That is Aaron Schatz' new new endeavor. He's the guy who the father of DVOA, if you've heard of that advanced metric. Otherwise, I just said said letters at you. Don't worry about it. But his company, they currently have a like EPA look at who is avoiding sacks the best. And funny enough on that, Tua Tagovailoa, far and away the best, which kind of shocked me in some ways. CJ Stroud kind of right in the middle in some ways at navigating the sacks. And I imagine that that's also getting better as, the offensive line is just being a little bit, they're finding a level to where it's not as atrocious.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he's getting better at navigating some of those instances where you have pressure and finding ways to get the ball out. Now you just hope it's a little bit more accurate when he gets the ball out, but he's done a good job of navigating it.
Yeah.
And I think that is helped by the fact that it feels like you found a level on the offensive line, even though the level of the offensive line isn't as high as you would ask, as you would typically.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We want it to be.
Look, yes and no questions can be very difficult in things like this when you're judging an entire group of players like the offensive line. But if I asked you yes or no, is this line better? Would you answer yes or no? If it had to be a yes or no question.
Better than?
Than before. Better than?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Yes or no? Is this offensive line good?
No.
See? That's like, where are we with this squad, man?
Resigned.
I feel like they mid. And I know a lot of people use the word mid as like a
bad.
Bad.
Yeah, it's kind of changed meaning, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you say something mid, people get offended.
Yeah.
But they are literally middle, to me, average.
Well,
it's just an average offensive line.
If you don't look at
the money and draft picks, that's an average offensive line to me.
But I think that's where people get in trouble is that you start looking at the context of it because context always matters. And you're like, okay, but not only are you underperforming for what this offensive line should do, you're underperforming based off of the investment.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a big factor.
If you would have told me these tackles are not the top 10 or top 12,
that they were mid.
Yeah, I would be like, all right, they all right, but, you know, they not getting paid that much, so, you know, it don't matter, but they are getting paid that much, and you drafted a lot of people to, you know, at a high price.
I don't know, man. We started the show, I'm talking about, boy, this defense, it's on the right path. It could be carrying this team and all that, but you still have to go. It always comes back to the offensive line. And,
right.
You know, this is one of those, like, for what it's worth type of analytical pieces, but three of the five lowest ranked players by PFF on Monday night were Juice Scruggs, Jarrett Patterson, and Shaq Mason.
Yeah, I mean, the interior of this offensive line is clearly a weakness.
Man.
And some of that is just Shaq Mason is over the hill, right? I say that with all due respect because I recognize where the peak of that hill has been.
Yeah.
But he's over the hill, right? And so there's instances where Shaq Mason might get pushed into the quarterback or things of that nature, right? Or maybe just not move as fluidly. I just talked about Juice Scruggs and like the deficiencies that you knew that he had in size. Like he is a center. Jarrett Patterson is still a young center in this league as well, right? They're both second year guys. So all those things come into play. And those guys, I think Seth was mentioning it earlier this morning, right? Those guys, the expectation or like maybe not the actual expectation, but what the like realistic expectation you have when you're watching it is not that they're going to go and move somebody, but it's that they're just going to get in somebody's way.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that even those lowered realistic expectations that we carry with us are indicative of the fact that you know this isn't a great offensive line. In addition to the fact that they're not super consistent and they're finding a little bit more consistency, but I think that's one of the things that ends up being problematic as well.
So it's still the focal point is kind of where I'm going with this. Yeah, like because here's the point. Even if the defense becomes, you know, elite or close to elite, even if Joe Mixon continues to run, you know, to bust out 100-yard games, can you get there with an offensive line that is, as Figgy put it and you put it, you're resigned to their are what they are? And Figgy said, can you get there with that offensive line?
Yeah,
I think you can. I think it's possible. I mean, we seen the Bengals get there, and Joe Burrow was getting his butt whooped.
Yeah, that's a good example.
He got to a Super Bowl. But
good example.
And I'm glad you brought up the Bengals because what that means, and this is what I was trying to allude to yesterday when we were at the Texas Star Grill Shop, is it requires your pill. It puts more pressure on your pillars, right? There is less surface area to spread out all the responsibility here, and if the offensive line can only do but so much, that means more responsibility on Joe Mixon to individually create create run lanes for himself, right? Hey, lanes aren't where it's blocked up. I'm going to bounce out here where there is space.
And he did.
And he has the capability of his lateral movement is incredible. Boom, there you go. That works. You saw the difference between the one singular rushing attempt that Dameon Pierce had in that game where he runs smack dab right into Shaq Mason's keister. because he does not have that same wherewithal to go and create more space. Like, that puts more pressure on Joe Mixon's shoulders. Yeah. Now, he got some broad-ass shoulders that can do that, which is awesome. But that is pressure on his shoulders. We're looking at the passing game, and, hey, Nico Collins shifts a lot of things. He takes a lot of attention and all those things. That's a lot on his shoulders. And I think also one of the things that we're seeing with C.J. Stroud in some of the accuracy and some of the I guess, sophomore slump, if you want to call it that or whatever, that people are pointing to is what we see with a lot of talented quarterbacks when they look around and they're like, I have to do more, and I have to put more on my shoulders.
Or they're getting hit a lot or pressured a lot.
That hit a lot and pressured a lot also puts more on your shoulders because you have more consideration for keeping yourself clean when, in theory, that should be your line's job to protect you.
Yeah.
And so, again, it just means that more responsibility falls on those other places. And one of the issues has been those other places haven't been 100%, right? We've talked about how many third and longs you end up in those types of instances. And in that game in particular, how you saw how C.J. Stroud left some things on the table. When you leave some plays on the table, there's no room for margin because your offensive line
everything is else got to be, I don't want to say 100%, but everything got to be borderline elite for you to kind of look past that.
Well, the sad part is, and I'm with you guys, and I think that's where we're landing. It's like they are what they are.
See what I did there?
Didn't it feel good?
No, it didn't. I felt dirty. I felt dirty saying
I don't
that.
Know. You laughed. He laughed when he said it.
You might as well say it, man.
No. I did that on purpose. They're mid. You're resigned to the fact that they're not going to be a plus, but you're trying to protect the most expensive unit on the squad. You're protecting that group.
Who's the most expensive unit on the squad?
That would be the offensive line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're trying to protect that.
All right. Well, did we ultimately came
you're covering back. For it? Maybe is a better way to put it.
So I came up with a word. Did you have a word that you were talking about there with the offensive line on how you feel?
I think it's the same word I had yesterday morning. It's complicated, man.
Okay.
I know I'm tired of talking about the damn offensive line. Well, we've been talking about this since I moved to Houston.
Get used to it.
It's been always the offensive line,
yep,
man.
Yep.
Man, Wade Smith was the last time we had a good offensive line.
Shout out to Wade.
Yeah.
The tough part about it is the game in its essence is about blocking and tackling. And so it's always going to come back to the offensive line. And that's one of the tough parts. It's not something you can hide from because it's front and center. Every single play.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brant James on the YouTube who said, we just want them to play perfect, but it's the trenches. You're going to lose some offensive line battles, but not as many and not as vehemently as it feels like they have. And when you say you want them to play perfect, we're not asking for perfect from the offensive line. They're far from it. And because of the way that they're playing, it requires more perfection from other places. And that's ultimately what I'm pointing to. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get into what's popping, including a fantastic performance in NBA Cup play. Plus, NBA ratings just being down. Is Adam Silver right about the reasons why? We'll talk about that more next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.